Now let's continue with some developments in the U.S. People have marched across the Brooklyn Bridge in New York to denounce gun violence in the United States. Most of the protesters were dressed in orange to mark Gun Violence Awareness Weekend. They call for gun control on a national level, especially in communities of color. According to Youth Over Guns organization that called the protest, children of color are 10 times more likely to be killed by guns than white children. Gun violence has reached an unprecedented level in the country as school campuses are now becoming the main target of shooters. So far this year, there have been 16 mass shootings reported in schools. Latest data shows some 32,000 Americans die from gun violence every year. Well, we've talked to former member of U.S. Marshals Service Matthew Falk. He says he does not expect gun laws to change until the end of Donald Trump's presidency.
I think that the protests will continue as long as people are constantly being killed with guns in America, especially in the soft target areas of the schools and so forth. I think this president's caught between the money of the NRA and the money they can dump into these things and the fact that the people want something. There are just so many guns on the street, it's going to be very difficult to come up with some type of regulation. But I mean, we can try with regulating by knowing where they are and getting them registered and getting the ones that are assault weapons off the street.